This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB. In our break, we just finished up with a wonderful feel-good story about two 15-year-old boys that chased down a kidnapper that had just kidnapped a 5-year-old little girl and was able to chase him down for about at least 15 minutes and get the girl out and return
her
home.
Released.
Return her home to her family.
Awesome.
That's huge.
That's an awesome story.
So we've got about time here.
That's good to there's always bad stuff in the news. You can turn it on and find bad stuff all the time. It's always good to. I like to end on a good note. When you close out a segment, with some good news.
In today's world, it's sad because I remember being, obviously being little and. Me and my brother would be out in the backyard just play with our G.I. Joes and Transformers and my Legos. And, my parents would let us out, in the morning. And then we wouldn't come back in until lunch and then go out again and then come back in at dinner. And most of the time they have to come out there and get us. And it seemed like it was just a safer world. Then I don't know if it was a safer world or if the news, if the world wasn't as small as it is with the speed of technology, because we always talk about, it's funny because you always hear people, we have these, we have hurricanes or tornadoes and earthquakes and all this other kind of stuff. And every time we have something, it's like, oh, the world is just getting so much worse. And I don't know if it's so much that it's just so much worse or that the speed
I think the speed of travel is
so much faster.
So much faster. And everything's instant, So you hear about everything. Whereas before, you just didn't hear about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Your 24-hour news channels, your all-news radio channels, and those types of things.
All-news Facebook.
Facebook fades. Yeah, Facebook.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, is years ago, a lot of these things that when they would catch someone that was, doing some of these crimes, that they wouldn't give them the airtime, It doesn't mean that it wasn't happening,
Right.
But... just the news travels, and there's not really a whole lot to ways to stop it, unfortunately.
There was there's actually a 14-year-old girl that's actually missing out of Snellville. I don't know if there's been an update.
I saw that a few days ago.
Yeah, if there's been an update on that or not.
I did see something.
Seen anything. Speaking of good news, I haven't seen anything good to report on that. She went missing, I think, Monday.
Yeah,
I believe it was.
Yeah. I believe it was Monday. Yeah. It's one of these things to where, as parents, at what age do you go and you let your kids out? I mean, you do the best that you can to try to teach your kids to always be careful, always be cautious, always watch out where you're going, travel with a buddy,
Be aware of your surroundings.
It was weird because we had an issue when we first moved into our house. Chloe was out in the front yard. And lady goes and pulls up and says, hey, can you help me come find our kitty cat that we lost? And Mikhail and Chloe came running back inside the house. And, we promptly, called the police. But, stuff like that,
Was she really looking for a cat?
I have no idea.
She took off?
Yeah.
Better to have arrested.
Well, I mean, because there was a story... last summer, I think it was, were reports of a guy driving around in subdivisions asking kids if they'd seen his dog, and the sheriff's department came out and investigated, and he truly was actually looking for the dog. So, it's good that you taught your kids to do that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that you just don't know.
I guess you can't take that chance. The question, though, is if you're looking for your cat or you're looking for your dog, are you going to drive up and ask a little 6-year-old little girl, a 5-year-old little girl, if they've seen your kitty or dog?
Yeah, knock on the door, ask a parent.
And it wasn't a have you seen? It was a hey, can you help me look? Can you help me find? And that's
a little different.
And so our kids, it's sad, but I don't let my kids outside to play by themselves. If so, I'm outside, or my wife's outside, and we're out there watching. And if they are outside. you know, I'm on the back deck or something else like that. And I'm always like, look, play, you know, play in the backyard. You can't, you know, you stay where I can see you, you know, and, you know, even with, if you're with groups of kids, I mean, you had the story of the little girl that was at that baseball game or was a, I think it was a football game. And she was out playing with a bunch of other people. Yeah, his brother's game. There's a bunch of other kids playing. All of a sudden, you know, she just went missing, and they found her dead 30 minutes later. And a guy had killed her, and they found her floating in a little stream. I mean, it's just those types of stories. They're heartbreaking, and it's just, you know, you always want to just be there. And it's hard to decipher whether or not you should just sit there and hover over your kids all the time. But you've got to be able to give them the, you know, freedom to be able to. To create their personalities, create who they are, but it's just, it feels like it's such a dangerous world that we live in. Yeah. And it's just, it, you know, it's just how can we go and protect our kids the best way that we can to keep them out of harm's way? I mean, there is so many creeps and people that, you know, they're evil. There's just so many evil people out there. But we've got, we do have on a happier, much lighter note.
Get back to the happy.
Yeah, the Gemini Ransom Effect, the show that you're listening to right now. We are actually number 54 in the news and politics for our podcasts.
Out of 900 and something.
900 so. And something news and politics. Well,
definitely getting some response out there, and we certainly appreciate that. Keep it up. We'll keep it up, if you will. Yeah. And you know, like I said, you go to the Podomatic.com and you can, you know, download them there. It's all free. Or you can go on our Facebook page and we post the episodes there. Listen to it all for free.
Just go to the Gemini Ransom Effect. You can go onto iTunes. You can download it on iTunes as well.
Yep. And it's even free on iTunes. So it's all free.
Yeah, I mean, iTunes is super easy. You can just click on the iTunes. If you have your iPhone, you can just click on the iTunes app. Just search for the Gemini Ransom Effect.
And iPhone S5.
Yeah, your iPhone S5. The iPhone 5S, 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6 Plus, 6S Plus, whatever. Whatever iPhone that you have, but you can click on the iTunes app. And search for the Gemini Ransom Effect. And on there, the shows are going to be out of order, but if you click on it, it'll put all the shows in order.
If you click on the episode 21, 22, 23, whatever, it puts the different segments in order under that episode.
Correct.
You got five segments.
Yeah, there's five segments per episode. So you have episode 23, and then there's five segments. There's four 20-minute segments and one 10-minute segment, which is the one that you're listening to right now. We definitely thank everybody for listening to us. This show has been a really great experience for all of us.
Absolutely.
You know, our goal each and every show is to
bring offend somebody. No?
Yeah, well, to offend somebody too, but
that was taken care of.
Yeah,
and I've given myself the next winner. We started off David Jackson with three, but then some insensitive sound bites, I think, have gotten
have,
me up there.
Have eclipsed his three.
Yeah,
I mean, you get 3 points for not even being here. I mean, that's pretty strong. So we'll find.
You're just that much of a DB.
We'll find out in a minute who the DB of the week is going to be. So. But
I just gave it to myself.
Oh, you won it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Inappropriate sound bites. So.
He has control of the sound bites and takes home the crown.
That's right.
Well deserved.
So, but again, we just want to thank everybody for your support and listening to the show. And like I said, you know, our goal every week is to hopefully bring you news that you may not have found, you may not have heard,
and if you have heard it, a take that you may not have thought about.
That's right. That's right. And hopefully you were at some point in time offended. And if you were, we'd like that.
we'd like that.
We appreciate it. And we know that that's probably one of the other reasons why you probably listen to us.
That's right. That is right. Because we may even have an insensitive twist on some of these stories, but it is what it is.
We'll laugh at things that really aren't funny.
But yet they're funny.
That's right.
At the same time.
All at the same time. But you have been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB, and we will see you next time. next week.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.